Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 4:62, unchanged on the open. July, 4:68.5, down one. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 3:66.5, down one on the open. July, 3:79.5, down one. September, 3:91.5, down three quarters. December, 4:06.5, down one. March, 4:19.5, down two and a quarter on the open. May corn opened at 2:42, unchanged on the open. July, 2:53.25, down a half. September, 2:62.5, down a quarter. December, 2:73.25, down a half. March, 2:80.5, down one and a quarter on the open. May oats opened at 1:71, down a quarter on the open. July, 1:76.5, down a quarter. May soybeans opened at 5:63.5, up one on the open. July, 5:77.5, up a half. August, 5:83, up a quarter. September, 5:87.5, unchanged. November, 5:96, up a half. January, 6:04, up a half. March, 6:12, up two on the open. May soybean meal opened at 1:71.50, up 30 on the open. July, 1:73.80, up 30. May soybean oil opened at 22.98, up 2 on the open. July, 23.40, up 2. Over at the Merck, April feeders opened at 180, up 30 on the open. May, 101.10, up 17.5. August, 102.85, up 17.5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 81.40, up 55 on the open. June, 75.30, up 35. April lean hogs opened at 54.15, up 10 on the open. May, 62.50, up 15. June, 64.30, up 70. July, 64.95, up 75 on the open. And May bellies opened at 81, up 77.5 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Beautiful day here in Oakland, Dave.
Just tremendous day. I suppose planters will be out and rolling today?
Well, we understand, of course, the state of Illinois and Iowa and the Midwest is a big part of the Corn Belt, but nothing too much here in Oakland going, but we understand parts of Iowa, parts of north-central Illinois, we have heard of planters going. We do see a lot of spraying and also talk of planting oats and things of that nature. So the answer is there is some planting, but not here in Oakland.
Will planting begin the first of next week?
I doubt it because our private meteorologists are calling for some rain on Friday and Saturday and then also Tuesday, Wednesday. It'll be sometime after that. That would be probably, maybe the 17th. After that time frame, we probably will see some planters going in full stream, steam here in east central Illinois.
Over on the Merck side, some strength in live cattle and feeder cattle today. Is that on the heels of news that China may be reopening their border to U.S. beef?
Well, you know, it's possible that the pricing demand and the profitability at the packer level has definitely improved. The markets have been extremely oversold and have been beaten up tremendously. And we have heard, you know, I haven't heard anything about the Chinese, but it would sure be welcome if we could get some additional beef into Japan. But I do see headlines that that we are seeing China resume U.S. beef trade. You know, I think it's more of a symbolic thing, and of course that's welcome news. I don't know if the tonnage is that much to China, but it's a welcome sign.
Turn our attention over to the grains, where in Kansas City it's a mixed affair this morning. What's going on?
Yesterday we did see the computers turn bullish on wheat, particularly when it closed above the above the 374.5 price level. The trend is still higher. Private meteorologists are looking at the U.S. model and saying sometime in the middle part of next week we are seeing some potential rain in the wheat country. The private weather people really give it a poor grade of getting much rain, beneficial rain in that part of the country.
So what is the upside potential then in this Kansas City market? I mean,
well, we hear the word $5
yes.
a bushel, and that's by some of the technicians, technical people. Basically, what it boils down to is that the wheat is heading into the joint stage, and historically, there can be some yield loss that's permanent when we have this dry weather. So, and that also creates a shallow head and with not as many kernels on it. So those are all factors that are being factored in. Now, whether it's profit-taking here because of some additional rain, we are seeing, you know, the cereals with corn, wheat, Kansas City wheat, and even Minneapolis wheat are trading lower.
I'm interested in this because it was said that Kansas City was taking Chicago along with it on its coattails, and I wondered if we did get those kind of rarefied air prices with a five in front of it, would Chicago continue to go along for the ride or not?
Well, there is this price divergence, even though today we're seeing Chicago just down 2.5 cents and Kansas City down a little more. The basic deal is that as I understand the Chicago wheat contract is you can deliver Kansas City hard wheat against it and even some spring wheat, but Kansas City is basically a pretty pure contract in which the only thing deliverable there is hard red winter wheat. There is this definite demand factor, usage factor. We have basically our export market is crying for the hard red winter. We have this surplus of soft wheat here in the Midwest. The general impression is I think the market is functioning well. I wouldn't get too caught up in the idea that one is too cheap and one's too high at this present time.
Turn our attention to corn, where May is now trading at 239.75, down 2.25. Chances of it getting back up above Monday's highs before the end of the week?
On the corn?
On the corn.
Yeah, the corn market, the trend is still definitely higher. When we came in Monday after doing Commodity Week, Dave, the phones did ring off the hook from our Iowa friends talking about this acreage change. And I think that we are of the opinion, but you know, until we actually see the planting evidence, I don't think there's anything out there to indicate an 80 million acre planted corn crop at this time. But you know, the verdict is still out, and all I can say is the trend is up, and the weather at best is just average as far as getting this big bonanza corn acreage planted. So there's a lot of ifs and buts out there, and I think we have to wait at least into the late May time frame or middle May time frame before we can actually give a very good verdict on A, acreage, and B, the size of production, at least on some temporary forecasts.
Soybean trend, is it beginning to turn sideways or is it still
down?
Well,
when the reports came out yesterday of a crop size of maybe as low as 53 million metric tons out of Brazil, this was more or less encouragement to some people to cover some short positions. They did raise the Argentine production on beans, so one offsets the other. That's A. B, the Chinese government are doing something that the Taiwanese did 20 years ago, you know, have bids out for certain state-origin soybeans like Minnesota, and it's a very popular way to say that China is doing its fair share of buying certain state-origin soybeans, and it's a way to make friends with congressmen and senators from those states. I think the big thing here in the soybean complex is that it's still a very large supply of soybeans in the world. Doug Jackson on Market to Market said that it is at the cost of production down there. And, of course, we all know that some of the private market forecasters feel that there's at least $50 to $1 a bushel fluff in the soybean price. We know that the South American farmer is a strong holder of that commodity as well as the U.S. farmer. Even Mr. Bondurant down at Memphis, Tennessee, said that the new crop soybean sales, with more acreage being planted in the South, has been very small. And as a result of that, we still have a lot of bushels of soybeans to put in the marketplace between now and harvest of this fall.
Thanks much, Paul.
Have a nice, profitable day, Dave.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at wiloag.org. It's 10:01 Central Time.